What drives those lonely songwriters in the wee hours of the night, strumming and toiling away? Will the song be about recent heartbreak or distant dreams? For Eleanor Dubinsky, songwriting is her social activism. She says creative imagination can foster empathy, which is part of change for a better world. I asked talkative Eleanor about a remarkable new song.
Let's all come together and dance to the music. My sisters and brothers, let's love one another.
Well, the song Listen to the Music I wrote with Dave Miranda, who lives in L.A., who wrote the song I Will Remember You that Sarah McLachlan performs. So he's this celebrated songwriter. He won a Grammy. We met actually at the same conference at the ASCAP Expo last year. I came over to his studio. We thought we were going to do like a two-hour writing session. And we just went to town, and it ended up being this 24-hour marathon songwriting session where we came out with this song.
So what inspired this song specifically?
I had been thinking about music as a force of social change. And there's a quote, actually, that I was reading this morning that I just love. It's by Jiří and Radana Wald, who are a Czech couple that developed a children's drawing project called Orbis Pictus. And the quote is, imagination bursts the chains of slavery, and if, in addition, it proves creative, it establishes a solid basis for a better world.
Well, it's certainly a very lovely and lofty set of notions.
Yeah. I wanted to make a song that made people feel good, you know, and dance. I'm also a dancer, a modern dancer, so Shakira says the music's got to speak to her hips, and I feel the same way. You know, I want to make music like that as well.
I am the melody I sing. I am the music that makes you want to dance with me.
This was my first attempt at making a danceable, fun song that brings people together, you know, that celebrates life and celebrates internationalism.
And your creative time with Dave Miranda was magical.
We just had this songwriting thing happen, you know, with Kismet. Then I brought the song back to New York and record with my band. You know, we all worked hard to bring it to you in the most danceable and feel-good way possible.
And it really does have this infectious rhythmic side, but it's also not entirely light given those lyrics.
I am the children who are living in the streets, wondering and wondering if they will get enough to eat.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I haven't been to India, but the part where it says children are wondering if they're going to get enough to eat, the world is a tough place, and I don't want to deny that. I want to make music that makes people feel good, but that acknowledges the suffering that is in the world and that we really need to do something about it. You know, and I wonder myself, you know, am I able to contribute to that and make a change through the art that I make and through the music that I make? Because I really want to. You know, can I make a song that really does inspire hope and brings people together in a new way?
Eleanor Dubinsky, thank you for trying to make a difference. It's also a fun song, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. A pleasure.
The song is called Listen to the Music. For KUNC, I'm Peter Johnson.
Come on and be with me. Make the world a better place. Let this rhythm put a smile on your face. So put your hands on your hips. Turn it all around. Shake your body, shake your body, shake it to the ground. Put your hands on your hips. Turn it all around. Shake your body, shake your body, shake it to the ground. Escucha la música. Listen to the music.